Costa and Richards. The NFL is back. The Chargers start strong.
To the five, to the end zone! Chargers win it!
Is Lamar Jackson for real?
Baker and the Browns get stumped.
In the line, now throws it to the end zone for the touchdown, Delanie Walker.
Yes, the boys did need Zeke.
Elliott gets in on the fun. Touchdown, Dallas.
Antonio Brown is with the Patriots. Just another week in the NFL, right?
That's enough to get a whole lot started.
We're reacting to the first NFL Sunday all day, and it starts now.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues.
Here are Mike Costa and Judson Richards.
Oh, on a beautiful Monday. Why is it so beautiful? But just think back the last 72 hours of what's happened for our great city. Aztecs over UCLA at the Rose Bowl on Saturday. Excuse me, Friday night. My Cathedral Catholic Dons beat the sixth-ranked team in the country.
Thank goodness.
Corona Centennial.
All congrats.
Right. Weekend starting great. Saturday, Aztecs over the Bruins. And then Sunday, the first full slate of games in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It don't get no better than that. And as you just said, tonight, second half of the Monday night doubleheader, Raiders and the Broncos in Oakland will have the game for you. They're saying the kickoff's about 7:20, but you know how long the Texans Saints game is going to have. We'll have some bearing on that. Rocky Long with us at 7:30 to go over the big win over the Bruins. 7:15, our first NFL whip.
Oh, I love that. Let's get kinky on a Monday.
Let's do it.
Speaking
Let's
of
do
kinky,
it. Gag ball it, baby.
Nick Hardwick coming in at 8:00.
That's kinky.
You always got to go one too far. Costa.
Okay, I what gag ball? You said kinky.
Yeah.
Edible underwear. Atta baby.
Gross.
Okay, so I sent this tweet out on Saturday. When was Antonio Brown released by the Raiders?
Was this before or after you were blocked by Adam Schefter?
Okay. That was 5 years ago.
Okay.
So after.
Okay.
Okay. Just glad we streamed that out. Oh, I'm sorry. Text line, by the way, we were going to our best of the weekend from the 619. Best of the weekend from the 619. It says, I got engaged.
Oh, wow.
And I said, what's your names? We can give you a shout out, but congratulations, whoever you are out there that got engaged.
Atta kid.
For your best of the weekend.
Atta kid.
That's big. That's big. That's big. Congrats.
So this is what I tweeted out at Costa 1360. An even better day to be a Raider Nation fan. Huge move to cut a guy who, sadly, in my opinion, is certifiable. Don't just talk about culture change. Put it into action. And good luck to the @Patriots as you try and change him. I tweeted that out before the news had come down that, yes, in fact, the New England Patriots had signed Antonio Brown. Mm. I mean, I knew it was going to happen. So credit to me for getting a jump on everybody that AB was going to be a Pat.
Are you done patting yourself on the back?
How about credit to the loose cannons who had Peter King on Thursday who said that, watch out, Antonio Brown's going to go to the Patriots.
Yeah, that was the last week, though. It might as well have been a year ago or something
Did you really just say credit to me?
Yeah, credit me for having it.
Credit me.
I scooped everybody.
Yeah.
The Schefters, Ian Rappaports of the world. So he is now, Judson, the headache of the New England Patriots. And everybody had said, if there's a team out there, it's Bill Belichick, it's Tom Brady, it's Robert Kraft. They can kind of keep Antonio Brown in line.
Well, it's an overreaction Monday, and in my opinion, week one is the greatest overreactions of all overreactions, right? You overreact in week nine, you have a pretty good idea of who's good, who's bad. Today, it's still a little bit of the unknown. We are taking your overreactions. What will people miss on the most in overreactions? What will they hit on in overreactions? 844-570-1360. You can text us 70470. Begin your text with XTRA. Costa, I know as you are celebrating the release of Antonio Brown, you should also keep in mind that Antonio Brown has the most receiving touchdowns of anyone in the NFL since 2013. He has 67. Do you know who's the closest to him? Jimmy Graham at 47. He has 20 more than anybody else. So, yeah, you can go ahead and celebrate the release of Antonio Brown, but we will watch your Raiders offense tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was supposed to be built around AB. So you've got this guy, AB, who is now going to New England Patriots. Did you know that Josh Gordon, who is also a Patriot, and Antonio Brown were 1-2 in receiving yards in the 2013 season?
Yeah.
1-2.
Yeah. They also have Julian Edelman, you know, last year's Super Bowl MVP. And by the way, they also have Demaryius Thomas just kind of hanging out there. And they also got this Izzo kid who looks like a friggin' baby Gronk.
Oh, and the greatest quarterback of all time. And the greatest quarterback the of all time.
Burkhead looks amazing, too.
Yeah. That's why I was so depressed as that game wore on last night.
You know, Antonio Brown has impressively done this thing where... You know, it reminded me someone a little bit of the political world, but I'll stay away from that. But there's so much happening that we can't even almost focus on one thing because of the next thing that happens so fast. But there's one thing I don't want to
just... He's a hurricane of crazy.
There's one thing I don't want to just gloss over, all right? Because we can get to collusion. We can get to should the commission blocked AB to go to the Patriots.
Yes.
But can we not gloss over... that Antonio Brown secretly recorded, because it would be very easy to just all of a sudden talk about AB the Patriot, but he secretly recorded John Gruden and flipped it into a really well done YouTube video. Yeah. Listen to this.
Let me ask you this, do you want to be a Raider or not?
Man, I've been trying to be a Raider since day one. I've been working my ass so hard at anyone. I don't know why it's a question of me being a Raider. Like, do you guys want me to be a Raider?
Please stop the and just play football. How hard is it, man? You're a great football player. Just play football.
I love the, you know, the great
even
part.
Gruden was done.
Please stop the and just play football.
The greatest part about a secret recording is you get the realest of the real.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know they're being recorded. But, I mean... He's thinking what we're all thinking with 30 mil guaranteed. It's like, just go play football.
That's
he's
all
like,
you had
stop
to do.
BS. Would you just play football?
Just shut up. All you had to do was shut up and make $30 million. You know, as you said, you were going to be the focus of their offense. They were probably going to kowtow to you a little bit. You know, you said you're going to swing on
a
the GM.
Bit. Do you know how patient they've been with
That's
him?
That's it. You almost swung on the GM. You almost punted a football that hit him in the face and said, fine me for that. And you were still going to play tonight against the Broncos.
And I really do think he was AWOL, as Mike Silver reported. Meaning they didn't know where he was. He just up and left. I mean, a lot of guys, it's like, yeah, kick rocks. Like, you ain't coming back. But they welcomed him back. It's about as patient as you could have been. Even the fines that were levied for $30 million guaranteed. I mean, for him to be outraged over a $14,000 fine.
Which he, by the way, brought upon himself.
Upon himself.
Yeah. Again, a hurricane of crazy. That's Antonio Brown.
So the thing that I don't understand. Antonio Brown, who I think, what was the total when he left? $254,000 worth of fines? All right, so he doesn't have to pay any of the fines.
No.
He secretly records John Gruden.
Yeah.
And he...
Which is illegal.
Which is
in
illegal.
California.
Yeah. And the league doesn't offer some sort of suspension. There seems to be no backbone by the league to what Antonio Brown has done over training camp. And now it looks as if the Patriots, as of now, who knows what will happen by next Sunday. But as of now, it does look like the Patriots, for my money, the greatest dynasty in sports, is now benefiting by the disrespect of Antonio Brown with a league that will show no backbone of all the things that he's done.
And because it's Goodell and it's Robert Kraft. And it's because of, you know, what Goodell...
Well, Goodell has gone after the Patriots before.
He has.
Remember Flakegate?
Yeah. No. Flakegate, Orchids of Asia. I mean, they've had a video gate. They've had a lot of reasons where...
I think
a lot of
Spygate.
Spygate, too, whatever it's called. Video gate. Gate, where Goodell has smacked them, but it might be Goodell
Film
going,
gate, I've VHS gate,
camera gate. I have done too much to the Pats, and the NFL's also released a statement saying there's not going to be any sort of internal investigation. But you do have the Patriots inquired about Antonio Brown while he was a Steeler, and the Patriots said, no, we ain't going to make you better. So then he goes to the Raiders. Raiders give up what they did, third and fifth round draft choice. But people are wondering if, in fact, there were back channel conversations going on. Hey, Antonio, if it's really that bad now with the Raiders, this might be a good way to crater it completely where they just release you.
And it does look like he was doing that. I don't understand. I don't understand turning down that much more money just to become a New England Patriot. Because if it was all about winning... I understand that the Patriots have won more than the Steelers, But the Steelers, I believe, have averaged double-digit wins each season with Mike Tomlin. And so he went from, he did force his way out of having a Hall of Fame quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger. So the winning side of things seems odd. The Raiders disrespecting Antonio Brown, I don't really understand. But I think that that theory will be backed if Antonio Brown somehow falls in line with who the Patriots are. Do we really think Antonio Brown is going to become a model citizen? Do we
stop just play football?
Do we really think that?
Jets, it's a case of he doesn't have a choice. Because if the Patriots are...
Well, he does have a choice. I mean, he can just act the way he wants to get cut, just like he did with the Raiders.
Well, that's it. And it's because the Patriots are that team that, like, hey, if you're helping us and you're helping the ship stay afloat, you're great. You're great with us. The minute you start screwing up, not only in games, but off the field, you're gone. You're toast. And Belichick's not going to blink twice about it, especially with the stable of receivers they have right now. And God bless Josh Gordon. I hope he gets his life completely turned around and is able to stay on the straight and narrow and clean. But they are devastating offensively without Antonio Brown.
We'll get to the whip around in just a few minutes. Rocky Longwood joins at 7:30. Can't wait to celebrate this Bruins victory with him. And then there's the other side of, like, why are the Patriots doing this? I guess it's because they can just cut him as soon as they want to. The report last night was that Tom Brady said he could stay at his house.
Oh, Tom it's Brady, like, got the Kraft got the okay from Tom Brady. That's the news today. Brady was all in on, yeah, sign AB, no problem. We'll make it work.
This has been one of the most bizarre things I've seen in
Well, and
in
you,
some
we were
time.
Talking before the show, the fact that AB is vested where he is as a veteran in the NFL, that's why there was no sort of
right.
waiver
yes,
picking
he's
order.
Right, and I actually thought he did clear waivers, because this is how you know that this story has gone into, you know, that it's gone into another realm, is Lauren actually texts me. She's like, she doesn't follow sports, except she enjoys listening to our show. So Saturday, she texts me. She goes, wait a minute. AB is a Patriot? Like, it's got that kind of legs where yeah. it's going into other people who don't even follow sports. It's so bizarre. And so I was like, well, he must have cleared waivers. 29 teams or 30 teams must have said no.
Right.
But he's a vested vet, and a vested vet does not have to clear waivers. So he could choose the place that he wanted to go to.
And then he rolls out a video of him getting the news that he is no longer an Oakland Raider. And here's yep. the audio from that.
They lost it. Let me see it.
Look at Adam Schefter.
The Raiders.
Free! Adam Schefter!
You know, I gotta
put
say,
him in a straitjacket. I swear to God, what
well,
a loon!
Or for
so, no.
How much does it cost to pay Antonio Brown to want to be a Raider? The answer is more than $30 million. I mean, you gotta, Casa, you gotta find that a little funny. This is how bad this man did not want to be a part of the Raiders organization.
But
I mean, how bad are the Raiders?
Well, a lot of people are saying that this video was concocted, that it wasn't actually live as it was happening. They kind of thought, hey, let's do this. This will, you know, type of thing.
Who said this?
A lot of people on social media.
Oh, so that's where you get all your...
I'm not saying it's the truth. A lot of people are the mindset.
You just read the comments.
It was concocted. Like, hey, this is something that we could do. Let's make it seem like it's live.
Who didn't want to be a Raider more, Antonio Brown or Randy Moss?
Antonio Brown.
Or Jamarcus Russell.
Or Warren Sapp. I mean, they've had a lot of guys just come there and quit.
Yeah. Jerry Rice really wanted to be a Raider.
Jerry Rice went to a Super Bowl as a Raider.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm free. Every Raider player ever let go.
No.
I'm free.
No, I'm sorry. It's not. You know what it is time for? Do we have an intro for this? Because it's the first time I've ever done the whip. I mean, I'm into whips and chains and stuff like that.
You are the introer.
Yeah.
Remember Videogate? That was wild.
Yeah. My wife and I have one of those crazy swings in the corner of the bedroom. Let's get to the whip around. We start off in the beautiful city of Miami, where the Dolphins were hosting the Ravens. More like Baltimore roasting the fish.
Mark Ingram steps to the right. Jackson wants to throw, has all day, going deep.
down the middle of the field, looking for Hollywood Brown. He's got him. Dolphins 30, leg race 20, and he's going to score. Hollywood Brown, his second touchdown on his second catch in the NFL.
Oh, my God.
83 yards, and the Ravens are on fire.
Yeah, they were on fire at that point. They were up 21-0. Baltimore kills Miami 59-10. Dolphins officially on the clock. Here's Lamar Jackson, quarterback after the game.
Not bad for a running back. But, yeah, offensive line did a great job. I barely had pressure. Receivers did a great job of getting open, catching the ball, scoring touchdowns. That's what it's all about, and that's what we did today.
You know what Hollywood Brown's brother's name is? Irvine. Nobody saw that coming.
I was going to say Tinseltown.
Or... Little sister named Long Beach?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Cousin named Lucadia. It's a beautiful, beautiful
thing.
Here's
my cousin Camarillo.
Titans at the Browns. The Browns just marching towards the, not the Super Bowl. No. The Titans absolutely dominate. Oh, poor little Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield back in with 3:11 to play. Throws. Intercepted. Intercepted by Butler. 30, 20, 10, 5. Did he get in? Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Titans!
After that pick six, we'll remind you, Colin Coward coming up at 9 o'clock today. That should be a lot of fun. Calling on Baker crime. I do think Baker was throwing through a hand injury there. The ball looked different out of his hand after early in the game he was tackled and fell on it. Here he is in post.
So everybody's going to throw us in the trash. I think that's good. I know what type of men we have in this locker room, and quite frankly, I don't really give a damn what happens on the outside. I know how we're going to react. I know what we're going to do, how we're going to bounce back, and we got a Monday night game coming up, so we don't really care. We're ready to go.
Oh! Yeah, 18 penalties, a rough start, Freddie Kitchens.
Oh, yeah. Lash me again. We go to StubHub, Enema Equity Rocket Field, whatever the hell they call it. The L.A. Chargers hosting the Indianapolis Colts. Indy embarking upon a season without quarterback Andrew Luck. And this one went into the fifth quarter.
Hand off to Eckler. Up the field. Eckler into the end zone. Touchdown! Chargers win. Chargers win. Have a day, Austin Eckler. His third touchdown of the afternoon.
Matt Buddy Smith with the call. Chargers win.
L.A. downs the Ponies in overtime, 30-24. Head coach Anthony Lynn afterwards talked about who is responsible for this win.
They play hard, and they never give up. And our locker room is very similar. So it was a hell of a contest today. It was an exciting game. I'm just glad we came out on the winning side. And trust me, it took every man in that locker room.
Was he jogging before he did the interview?
I think he might have.
And then, wow.
That was one of those where... He dodged a bull getting out of there. Lions at the Cardinals. This was, did you watch this one?
I did.
Yeah, so did I. I was like, is this happening right now?
Damn, Kyler.
Is this happening right now? Where do we go here? Oh, Kyler Murray.
Heard
first
of him.
NFL start. He started to feel himself in the second half.
Four receiver set, two right, two left. First down at the Detroit 27. Murray back to pass. Looking, throws it, middle of the field for Johnson. Caught for a touchdown. Kyler Murray's first NFL touchdown. A beautiful throw to David Johnson. And the Cardinals are back in the game with 5:57 to play.
The game ends in a tie, 27 all. You just ran
kisser.
Out of time. I sat on the couch. I'm like, this one's going to be a sister kisser. Lauren goes, what?
Yeah, welcome to West Virginia, honey.
You try to explain that one. They're like, that doesn't mean tie. That absolutely does not. We'll go to post game in that one. Here's Kyler.
Proud of the way we fought, and you know, unfortunately, we really couldn't get the win. But tie's better than a loss, I guess. I have never tied before, so it's better than a loss. That's all I can say.
Listen, that was a win for the Arizona Cardinals yesterday.
Well, they should have had an actual win because they had a chance at an interception, which would have been a really good shot at a field goal.
Yeah.
He hit right in his hands.
That guy had feet for hands. I mean, he went out and dropped the ball.
I thought it was weird he was wearing his shoes on his hand.
We wrap the whip, and we'll have a cigarette afterwards in New England, where the Pats were hosting the Steelers. Gillette has been a den of horrors, and that's H-O-R-R-O-R-S for those of you playing along at home, Robert Kraft, for the Steel City. Last night was no different.
And the Pats have it at the Steeler 20 with an empty set. Three receivers right, two left. Shotgun snap to Brady, backs up, four-man rush, dumps it off across to the 10 by Gordon, striding to the 20, and he totals at the 5, out of a tackle, staying alive, into the end zone, touchdown, Patriots!
clash. Da-da! Little try grab. Hits him. There's two defenders there. They grab a foot. Here comes three. He gets hit. 20-yard touchdown to start the season for Josh Gordon.
Holy crap, everybody was scoring. Robert Kraft up in the owner's booth was scoring. Guys on the field were scoring. You know, Brady scored afterwards. Pats served notice in week one, 33-3. Oh, my God. And now they got Antonio Brown, too. Afterwards, Belichick just being Belichick.
Bill, just wanted to see, do you have any comment on the reports? And
no.
I mean, I don't know who the female reporter was. She said, hey, Bill, blah, 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 blah. And about Antonio Brown posted it on his Instagram account that he's now a Patriot.
No.
He goes, yeah. I'm going to talk about the guy who's around the game. And then he goes into, you know, we had a lot of great performances and just steamrolls this poor woman.
No.
Now, that's our NFL whip for week one. I do need a cigarette.
Yeah. Sexy. Great job on your first whip, by the way.
It felt good, man. You never forget your first.
You really got animated there.
I did. I had to tie a board to my butt, but we got it done.
We can't take you anywhere.
Oh, come on.
You are something else. We'll have to get back to the Browns because that was fun. That was fun. They're on the cover of every magazine.
Holy crap.
And Mike Vrabel's like, watch this. You talk about outcoached.
Judson, they started the game, and I think they had one play for negative yards.
Yeah.
In that opening drive. Boom, 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 touchdown.
Nick Hardwick in studio at 8 o'clock. The Aztecs are off to a 2-0 start. They do it. They go to Pasadena in the Rose Bowl and take down the Bruins. What was Rocky Long's favorite part of that victory? He'll answer that question coming up next.
It's time to check in with the Aztecs head coach.
We've had an influx of new guys, which includes a couple of junior college players.
This is the Rocky Long Report, powered by Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
I think that we have a very loyal fan base. What we would like to do is increase the fan base, since we're the best football team in town.
And by Sunroads Kearney Mesa Subaru. Visit Sunroads Kearney Mesa Subaru or KearneyMesaSubaru.com. It just makes sense.
Well, the site was Pasadena, the Rose Bowl. In fact, the Aztecs improved to 2-0 on the year. They beat the UCLA Bruins with the final score 23-14. Joining us now, head football coach Rocky Long. Rocky, you got the Gatorade treatment. When was the last time that happened?
Well, I don't remember, but I'll take any time they want to do it. That means we did something well. So, yeah, I'll take that anytime.
It was really great to see some of the video after the game. What was that moment like for you to see the celebration, how great it was, and how happy it looked like your players were for you?
Well, I think it's neat to be in those situations where you do something. We talked about it a couple days before the game about if anybody on our team had ever been with a team that did something for the very first time in history. And I don't think anybody has. At least they didn't act like they hadn't, and I know I hadn't, so it was kind of a neat celebration.
Rock, I don't know how much you pay attention to what you see in your players' eyes, let's say the morning of a game or during pregame warmups. Did you see something special in their faces, though, before this one?
No, and I try not to look because you never can tell. I mean, sometimes they look like they're into it and ready to go, and they play terrible. And other times they look like they don't care at all, and all of a sudden they play good. So I've given that up a long time ago trying to read them.
You know, I didn't predict a victory over the week, Rocky, but watching from the booth, it was a good reminder. And just, you know, taking in the Bruins warming up and then taking away or just taking in how the Aztecs and your team looked like you were getting ready. I just felt like it was a more of a veteran-laden team. Did you feel the confidence in this one going in?
Well, since the last, I don't know, 6-7 years, I think our team's confident no matter who they play. I don't think we make any special deal out of it. I mean, I think it was a special deal playing in the Rose Bowl, but I don't think our team made a special deal about playing UCLA. Everybody else seems to think the Pac-12 is something special. Our kids think they can play with any of them, so we just go out and play.
Rock, we talked with Jeff Horton last Friday, obviously before the game, and he said it was a pretty good week of practice for Ryan Agnew. I know that you weren't very happy by his performance coming out of Weber State. What do you make what he did against the Bruins?
I thought he looked like a veteran quarterback. I thought he handled the situation well. He obviously threw the ball really well and threw it to the right guys, made some plays with his feet, bought some extra time, and not just ran with it. when he bought some extra time scrambling around, he was looking for open receivers, and some of those receivers got open for him and made some catches. And after they caught the ball, they made some yards after the catch. So I thought the offense played a lot, lot better.
You know, it was Jeff Horton, your offense coordinator, said to us on Friday, Rocky, that he was going to streamline some of the offense in itself. And it sounded like you were going to shrink perhaps the playbook a little bit and focus on some things and just make sure that you were doing less things more right. Is that kind of what you did?
Yeah, I think we went back to a little bit of the old school stuff. We don't have but one fullback, healthy fullback in the program right now, but we have some tight ends. So I noticed that we were under center a lot more than we were the week before, and a lot more tight formations than we were the week before. So I think we went back a little bit to the old school stuff. And then when we had to throw it, we went into the spread formations, and I thought that Ryan threw it well and the receivers got open and caught it well.
Rocky, were you pleased with somewhat of a rebound game for your offensive line?
Yeah, I still not, you know, extremely happy with them. I think they played much better than they did the week before, but they just played okay. You know, I expect a lot more of those guys. I mean, we're big, we're strong, we're athletic. We had to play better than we did. We didn't run the ball very well, and that all starts up front.
You know, Rocky, from a and the Aztecs win 23-14 over UCLA, San Diego State is now 2-0. You get set for New Mexico State back on the road this weekend as well. You'll hear it on Extra 1360. They scored almost immediately. So if you look at the entire game, they only scored one touchdown after that. What impressed you the most about your defense?
Well, I thought we played hard, and I think the turnovers, I mean, we didn't get them all, but we caused the ball to be on the ground a bunch, and then we got a couple of them that gave a short field and some momentum to our offense, and I think that's what's missed in our defense when we don't win games. We don't cause some turnovers. We don't change the momentum. I think, right off the start, when they return a punt down to your 40-yard line, they get to start their first drive from the 40, and then we can't get used to their speed. I thought it was going to be a bad day, but our kids didn't care. They just went back to work and started playing good.
Aztecs head coach Rocky Long with us here. Aztecs take down UCLA 23-14 at the Rose Bowl this past Saturday. Rich Ohrenberger has anointed Kiava Tezino the monster of the Mesa. I'm sure all of us agree. He'll tell you it's not about me, it's about the team. But are we going to run out of superlatives to describe what he means to your defense?
Well, I hope you do, because that means he's playing good. He's a very, very good player, and he's been a good player for us for a long time. And I think that game meant something special to him since he grew up in the L.A. area. You know, we have several of those kids from the L.A. area on our team that take special pride in beating the Pac-12, and he's one of them. But I hope you run out of superlatives, because that means he plays good every week.
Rocky, you guys have gone 8 quarters now without turning the ball over, right?
Why would you bring that up? Oh, my God.
I want to compliment your offense. Gee,
yeah, Rocky, man. And you spell it J-U-D-S-O-N.
You play some tight games, Rocky. We're looking for tight
games. Leave it to you to say that. And yes, we've done a good job of not turning the ball over.
What about, and I did not see.
Rocky, you want to elaborate on that at all? You just want to leave it alone?
Rock, you mentioned that you want to see some better effort from your offensive line. What do you know? How much do you use this UCLA game going into next week? Is there improvement all around that you still have to see from these guys?
Yeah, I don't think we're anywhere close to what we can be. We're excited about winning the game and everything, but it's my job to get them back to reality today. We didn't play near as good as we can play, and I don't. The effort in our offensive line is fine. They're trying hard. They're just not getting the job done all the time. And they're athletic enough and big enough that they ought to be able to get the job done no matter who we play. And so they'll go back to work. They're good guys. They know. They'll find out today they didn't play as good as they thought they did, and we'll try to get them back on the right track so we can win this week.
Rocky, you hate to see players fighting through injuries, getting injured their senior year. Juwan Washington, just he doesn't look explosive.
Well, he's still a little bit banged up. I mean, his ankle's still bothering him a little bit. But if you remember, did you remember the screen pass he caught?
Yes.
And got us a first down? That was pretty special. I thought that was a great play.
Your wide receivers, you felt like you had a big improvement there, them going after the ball. I know you challenged them a bit, at least with us, with the way you talked about them after last week.
I thought Jesse Matthews and Kobe Smith played really, really well. I mean, they got themselves open. They made some tough catches. When they caught the ball, they actually did something with it afterwards. They didn't go down. They planted their foot and went toward the goal line, and I thought those two guys played really well. A couple of the other receivers did a nice job of blocking downfield too, but we still got to get better.
Coach, I told him before he brought up the turnovers or lack thereof that probably you don't want to say that because they're having a good run and you're going to have to go see him, you know, for the Rocky Long Show, but he didn't listen to me. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what, you know, some people you just can't help.
Cannot.
I mean, do I jinx him by saying that they're 2-0?
Oh, now you're saying it.
I got to say the record. You got to tell people the story. You know, if Rock's throwing a no-hitter, I got to tell people he's throwing a no-hitter.
Rocky, you never said anything to him while it was going on, though, did you?
Well, no, not in the dugout.
I see.
Behind their backs, I would say plenty. Rocky, congratulations. New Mexico State upcoming this weekend. We'll get a full hour. I'll temper my jinxes over a full hour, 6 o'clock Wednesday during the Rocky Long Show. Thanks.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, good stuff. Good win. You got to see him get that Gatorade bath. I mean, they haven't turned the ball over.
Oh, God, you said it again.
It's crucial to being 2-0.
Oh, my God.
When they're playing in some close games.
Aztec's looking for a new sideline reporter.
You can't turn the ball over. I'm a hell of a videographer. You see that touchdown run I got?
Alpine man. Yeah. Cameraman.
Yeah, I can just see Rocky when they run out of practice today. Oh, you feel good about yourselves? You sucked on Saturday.
I didn't know it was a bad thing to compliment a coach that they're taking care of the football.
You know Rock, man. He's old school. You don't want to mention that.
Yeah. Did you know they haven't turned the ball over?
Now I do.
Quarters?
Yeah,
it's one of the reasons why they
I wasn't going to bring it up. I wasn't going to put it out there. But we're going to put this out there next. It's the
FM 103.3.
Coming up at 8 o'clock. It's Monday, which means it's time for the Football Hour with one Nick Hardwick.
What the hell did you just say?
What do you mean? Coming up at 8 o'clock, we got the Football Hour with Nick Hardwick. One full hour of awesome NFL talk. You want a guy who's been in there, knows what's going on, X's and O's, everything going on. Nick breaks it down for us. 8 o'clock. Mondays and 8 to 9 on Fridays as well.
There is some more Antonio Brown news. We'll tell you what it is.
Hey, ain't our problem anymore, man. You know what I'm saying?
We'll get you that in 13 minutes. Speaking of our problem.
Yes.
I don't know how many tackles you've made for the Raiders. But
enough.
Raiders, Broncos upcoming tonight. They are the late game of the doubleheader, Monday Night Football. I have the Broncos winning this game, although I will say that the Broncos have potentially the toughest task of any team, well, not named the Steelers, obviously, to wait around this long. I know, Nick, you know, they used to stick the Chargers with the late game a lot against the Raiders.
Yep.
And so you are the team that has to wait the longest with really nothing to do with waiting around in the hotel room. And there's a good chance you could be flat. You go to that dark, dingy stadium. You got the infield there. It'll be fun. We'll have that game for you right here.
One of us gets waxed tomorrow, yeah?
Oh, God, that's right. Oh. Do I need to go out and get a... Did you save your waxing
kit? Oh, it's all leftovers.
Okay, cool.
Just some crusty...
And we just said...
It's going to hurt so much worse this time.
No eyebrow, no nipple, and no botch. Everything else, though, is on the table. Yeah. All right. So is this.
It's time for the biggest stories of the day, according to Mike Costa.
This is going to take some getting used to.
Does he know where this pirate hooker's mouth has been?
This is Costa's Daily Dump. Oh.
Jensen Richards, you get to start us off.
You're just talking away there. I don't think anybody hear you. My mic was hot.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Just fired up, man. I got my Raiders playing tonight. Where are we going first with you there?
Philadelphia men.
Philadelphia men!
And potentially women. I don't know. I haven't sifted through the video.
Okay.
Are Philadelphia fans, do they have an unfair reputation or are they just the worst?
No, they deserve the reputation.
Because I think I'd make a pretty good case of why they are still the worst.
And a lot of their women do look like men. Anyhow, go ahead.
Sixers forward. Again, Philadelphia 76ers forward Mike Scott was caught on video throwing haymakers at Philadelphia Eagles fans during a tailgate party Sunday afternoon.
I love it.
Scott seemingly took offense to people who taunted Washington Redskins supporters with a coffin. Scott didn't appear to get injured in the video of the fight. Again, he was wearing a Redskins jersey. He stuck around and took selfies, according to posts by other fans. From haymakers to selfies. In related news, Bryce Harper has just canceled his Eagles season tickets.
Dedication.
There's video out there, by the way. Look it up.
Denmark, man.
Denmark, man.
Denmark, man.
The Citroen DS3 race was held this past weekend in Denmark when all 16 cars in the race are running on dry weather racing slicks and a downpour starts. You'd be expecting a crash or two, but during the cup race, drivers weren't that lucky. After the skies in Denmark opened up, everyone seemed caught off guard. While the cameras were elsewhere, three cars slid off and ended up in a mangled pile. As the feed switches over to them piled up and steaming, another wave of cars comes aquaplaning into the sand, smashes into the beach cars. By the end, the cars were so tangled up, it was hard to see exactly how many were wrecked. Officials reported that 11 drivers were involved. Here's what driver Orange Sloge Borgevargens had to say about the pileup.
Jeg vil bare lave den her lille snakke-snakke-video, fordi den mest ønskede video siden for evigt er en video, hvor jeg snakker dansk. Hvilket er det, jeg gør nu, hvis I ikke skulle have lagt mærke til det. Den her video har været mest ønsket af folk, som ikke er danske. Hvorfor? Jeg ved ikke hvorfor. Ved du hvorfor, Louise? Nej, jeg ved ikke hvorfor, Louise. Der er ingen, der ved det.
Exactly. 10 out of the 11 drivers were clear without injuries on site, but one had to be taken to the hospital for further checks.
I agree with everything she said about Antonio Brown, by the way. Or he. Is that he?
Sure.
Oh, she.
Lathrop woman.
Lathrop woman.
Close by, California. Oh. Lathrop police said they arrested a woman suspected of drinking a six-pack of beer in a store's dressing room and stealing more than $200 worth of items. She must have been confused when the doctor told her she needed a Pabst smear. She was also seen grabbing...
Well done.
She was also seen grabbing many different shirts because she couldn't find the right cooler to match her eyes. The first thing she said to the arresting officer was, "Bud, lighten up." Then when he put her in the back of the cop car, she asked, "How long is the ride to the station? We might have to pull over because I pee a lot when I drink."
Fletch, well done. Well done. Oh, my.
Lathrop woman.
Lathrop woman!
Lathrop woman. That, and the, that's in California?
Yeah, I think so. I made it up. I don't know.
It's right next to Gunnison, Texas. Gunnison. Or Colorado.
Ah, oh, beautiful Gunnison.
Yeah.
Beautiful Gunnison. I, too, agree that Roger Goodell showed no backbone.
Zero spine.
On this Antonio Brown situation.
Zero.
Look forward to getting Nick Hardwick's take on that as well, because it's like, wait a minute, so you collect $254,000 worth of fines, and then you just get to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Miami Dolphins? Are they the worst team?
Dude, listen, there's a modicum of professionalism and I guess, grit you have. But when you get your asses handed to you like that, from especially a guy like Lamar Jackson, not saying he's going to be a terrible quarterback, but question marks about him. You made him look like freaking Tom Brady.
He wasn't bad touchdowns. For a running back, man.
Yeah.
Five touchdowns.
Miami's in trouble. They are in trouble.
Yes, they are. Also, what did yesterday mean for Melvin Gordon? And Zach Brown tickets to give away as well. Nick Hardwick in studio.